Week 4, Saturday, Evening Prayer 1 of Sunday.
O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O light serene of God the Father's glory, to you, O Christ, we sing, and with the evening star at hour of sunset our worship bring. To Father, Son, and God's most Holy Spirit eternal praise is due. O Christ, who gave your life, the world gives glory and thanks to you. Lord, let my prayer rise before you like incense. Psalm 140. I have called to you, Lord, hasten to help me. Hear my voice when I cry to you. Let my prayer arise before you like incense, the raising of my hands like an evening oblation. Set, O Lord, a guard over my mouth. Keep watch, O Lord, at the door of my lips. Do not turn my heart to things that are wrong, to evil deeds with men who are sinners. Never allow me to share in their feasting. If a good man strikes or reproves me, it is kindness, but let the oil of the wicked not anoint my head, let my prayer be ever against their malice. Their princes were thrown down by the side of the rock, then they understood that my words were kind. As a millstone is shattered to pieces on the ground, so their bones were strewn at the mouth of the grave. To you, Lord God, my eyes are turned, in you I take refuge, spare my soul. From the trap they have laid for me, keep me safe. Keep me from the snares of those who do evil. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, let my prayer rise before you like incense. You are my refuge, Lord, my heritage in the land of the living. Psalm 141. With all my voice I cry to the Lord, with all my voice I entreat the Lord. I pour out my trouble before him, I tell him all my distress, while my spirit faints within me, but you, O Lord, know my path. On the way I shall walk, they have hidden a snare to entrap me. Look on my right and see, there is no one takes my part. I have no means of escape, no one who cares for my soul. I cry to you, O Lord. I have said, you are my refuge, all I have in the land of the living. Listen then to my cry, for I am in the depths of distress. Rescue me from those who pursue me, for they are stronger than I. Bring my soul out of this prison, and then I shall praise your name. Around me the just will assemble, because of your goodness to me. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. You are my refuge, Lord, my heritage in the land of the living. The Lord Jesus humbled himself, therefore God has highly exalted him forever. A Canticle from Philippians 2. Though he was in the form of God, Jesus did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped. He emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death on a cross. Therefore God has highly exalted him, and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord Jesus humbled himself, therefore God has highly exalted him for ever. A reading from Romans 11. How great are God's riches, how deep are his wisdom and knowledge. Who can explain his decisions? Who can understand his ways? As Scripture says, who knows the mind of the Lord? Who is able to give him advice? Who has ever given him anything so that he had to pay it back? For all things were created by him, and all things exist through him and for him. To God be glory for ever. Amen. Responsory. How great are your works, O Lord! How great are your works, O Lord! In wisdom you have made them all. How great are your works, O Lord! Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. How great are your works, O Lord! Behold the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world. My soul glorifies the Lord, my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. He looks on his servant in her lowliness, henceforth all ages will call me blessed. The Almighty works marvels for me, holy his name. His mercy is from age to age on those who fear him. He puts forth his arm in strength and scatters the proud-hearted. He casts the mighty from their thrones and raises the lowly. He fills the starving with good things, sends the rich away empty. He protects Israel his servant, remembering his mercy, the mercy promised to our fathers, to Abraham and his sons forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Behold the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world. Intercessions. Glory be to the one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, as we humbly pray, Lord, be with your people. Almighty Father, bring justice to our world, that your people may live in the joy of your peace. Lord, be with your people. Bring all peoples into your kingdom, that all mankind may be saved. Lord, be with your people. Give to married people the strength of your peace, the guidance of your will, and the grace to live together in constant love. Lord, be with your people. Be the reward of all who have given us their help, and grant them eternal life. Lord, be with your people. Have mercy on those who have lost their lives through warfare or violence, and receive them into your rest. Lord, be with your people. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Almighty God, ruler of all things in heaven and on earth, listen favorably to the prayer of your people, and grant us your peace in our day. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us, and keep us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.